You are in the car on a road trip and suddenly you hear someone say, "I spy with my little eyes something that begins with the letter B." A few guesses later, and especially fast if you just crossed over this structure, someone guesses bridge. A tool and technology millions of Americans rely on daily. Unless you suffer from gyrophobia or the fear of crossing bridges. With over 450,000 road bridges spanning all across America, there is a lot of trust in the original build and maintenance of bridges. Welcome. This is Minding AI Ethics Podcast, a conversation starter on ethical and human factors. I am Renise from MindingAIEthics.com. Now back to the episode. Let's consider the iconic Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, California. A suspension bridge known by its color called International Orange. Do you even know the engineer who designed and built the bridge? Okay, let's say you knew that the chief engineer was Joseph Strauss, among many other talented engineers and contributors. Did you see his degree, certificates, or grades? A partial answer, Joseph was a class president, if that reduces some anxiety to something you may not have considered before. And does any of those pedigrees even matter? Why then do you trust the Golden Gate Bridge, or any bridge for that matter? How do you trust bridges? Is it the sturdiness of the look, the cable wires, its longevity, or prior experience crossing bridges? However you find trust in bridges, do you have the same implicit trust in technology? Loaded question, right? It depends, you may say. Do I trust the technology or the technology company? Do I currently have a problem I need solved and a new technology can assist? Have there been recent failures or reputation issues from a technology or technology company? And because we are human beings, it may have nothing to do with logic. You just don't like the idea of a given technology, be it for repercussions like job loss or something ethical like your moral stance or a gut feeling. For technology innovators and early adapters, trust in technology is skewed higher as evidenced by their high risk tolerance. The majority of the user segmentation of a population is either early or late majority. Both groups need and want evidence to put their trust in technology. The majority wants to know if the technology is fully tested, all industry standards were observed, and if the technology is being used by others in their industry. The group called laggards have strong mistrust tendencies as skeptics of new technology. And for the laggard group, if it ain't broke, why fix it? The challenge of trust is it can be broken or built, and can change from one technological advancement to another. There is currently some mistrust with AI and related technologies. There's work to be done for AI to be complete and for many to trust its work. Currently, AI is known as a disinformation amplifier, and it also hallucinates or creates output that doesn't exist or it's completely incorrect. We'll come back to AI hallucinations and disinformation in the future. Without trust in technology products, the only people utilizing a tool are inventors and the early adapters. That's okay in some settings like academia and research, but everywhere else, well-developed products get into people's hands, daily lives, vernacular, and economies. Trust is foundational, and many companies don't acknowledge its impact until faced with mistrust. Food for thought. Forewarned is forearmed. Like bridges, technology development and technology companies must maintain trust better than we maintain bridges. Mistrust, like a collapsed bridge, breaks down society's trust. After all, technology in the American economy is increasingly overtaking every aspect from the devices we use to the integral software companies we use. The impact from fraud to accidents in the technology industry no longer occurs in isolation, and now have global impact. After all, America exports technology. Today, the effects for the average American are more impactful and sometimes paralyzing when an outage for a bank system is occurring or personal travel is halted due to a global blue screen. The reason for mistrust can be simple, from personal preference, a person's distrust of corporations or big tech, or no surface reason at all. The complexity for mistrust is innately human and can be linked to past experiences, biological, social, and our relational interworkings, etc. Mistrust can also be linked to your morals and values. In this regard, companies should respect laggards in technological adaptation. Trust is earned. A company's public image, from decisions to investments, build and erode public trust. The decisions from leadership, whether deemed ethical or not, legal or not, will change consumer trust levels. Mistrust from lack of oversight, regulation, ethics, or concerns that big tech companies lack accountability are the underpinnings of this AI era. In the open letter to Pause AI, it was acknowledged that we are no longer in the research stage and AI's impact requires regulation. Ethics is not only important for maintaining trust, but critical in rebuilding from mistrust. Ethics is a societal handshake of sorts. It is our social contract based on trust. Ethics creates a standard for action, evaluation, and chastisement on whether a decision, process, product, or person upheld the social contract. When an industry has a set code of ethics with the occasional update, society at large can keep some trust in their minds from the output. The foundation and social contract of an industry with great power and impact is for the best interest of people, which is an important value and a priority. Something to consider until next episode. Liked this episode? Tell someone and subscribe. Want to continue the conversation? Share this podcast and or follow Minding AI Ethics on social media platforms. Until next time, think ethically.